Hey, it is Randy Miles, and I'm with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, we talk about spending and saving all the time, but there's something that's called cost avoidance.
Yeah, you're right. We've talked about purposeful spending. And we talk about savings all the time. There's a thing that's called cost avoidance. Let's look at this from a Money Smart Life perspective. For most working families, money is in finite quantity. In fact, there's often not enough to go around, if we're frank about it, right?
That's true.
We need to keep as much of it as we can. You know, and as we always say, it's not what you make, it's how much you keep that makes a difference in your life.
Sure does.
Let's talk about what cost avoidance is not. It is not savings. Okay. Remember, savings isn't savings until you put the money in the bank.
Correct.
And the fact that I didn't spend the money is not saving the money. And it's also not spending, which means I didn't buy this thing over here that I wanted to buy. So therefore, I avoided the cost. Let's talk about best practices for cost avoidance. But cost avoidance is money that you do not have to spend. It's actions you take today that will reduce future costs. So things you can do now that'll stop you from having to spend that limited or finite amount of money. It's not necessarily big things. One of the things you can do is inflate your tires so your car gets optimum gas mileage. If I get better gas mileage, I have to buy less gas. Cost avoidance, right? Change to LED light bulbs, right? They use less electricity. They last longer. Money I don't have to spend. Get Energy Star appliances. One of the biggest costs of utility are your appliances, refrigerators, freezers, those kind of things. If you get an Energy Star rated version of that appliance, you will reduce your costs. Minimize involvement with the healthcare and criminal justice systems. Interactions with those systems are always costly.
For sure.
Not only that, they can create collateral damage with significant economic consequences, from civil infractions to a felony, to just the cost to defend, even if you get off. In the healthcare system, it can go from illness to a long-term or permanent disability.
Right.
Right. And anytime you engage with the healthcare system or the legal system, money just runs out. When you need those systems, you need to engage them. Nobody's saying don't do that, but the best way is not to get there in the first place, right? The last thing I want to say is this. Watch out for self-inflicted wounds when it comes to cost avoidance. You know, some things happen you have no control over, but there's some things you do have some control over, and you need to make wise decisions up front so you can avoid future costs. For example, one of them is speeding. If you get caught speeding, it costs you not only the fine, but increased insurance rates for multiple years after that. You don't have to speed. The next one is a DUI, a tremendously expensive experience if you happen to have one.
Yes.
And finally, catching COVID-19 unvaccinated.
Ooh, come on.
Any engagement with the healthcare system is expensive. And one of the things we're seeing with these rising case rates and hospitalizations of all these people that don't believe in vaccines and medicine, when they get sick to the point of death, they're running to a hospital.
Yes,
so even if you live, you're going to come out there with a lifetime bill. Trust me, multiple days in ICU ain't cheap. My wife had a brain aneurysm many years ago. She spent many days in ICU. She's alive. She's well right now. My first bill from Henry Ford, I'm going back to the 90s. So count this in inflation rated dollars, was $600,000. And I was uninsured at the time. God brought me out. That's a testimony that'll take more time than we got right now. But listen, cost avoidance, it's wise. Actions you take today to avoid future costs.
Amen to all of that. Well, listen, you can get Mansa's information on his website at moneysmartlife.org and all of our archives at takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you for that. Very informative.
Thank you.